Gishy Gellick is here.
Let's have a seat. Yeah, well, we'll begin with a prayer, please.
And with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, three times. Heyata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Heyata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Heyata Medicine Buddha versus praise and mantra. I'll go on with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons. I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Heyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samugate Soha. Heyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samugate Soha. Now the four mesh bowls. We'll say this three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion. not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head of perfect Buddha crowns and light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Now the Green Tower verse of praise and mantra. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to Liberator Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now Geshe-la will lead us in the refuge and bodhicitta prayer.
Please, all my friends, develop a positive attitude for the class, okay? Positive, or generate positive modulations for the class. Sanje chöda choje chonam la chanju pandu dane chanju. Dage chöse chebe sönam je ando la tenje sanje rupanisho. Sanje chöda choje chonam la chanju pandu dane chanju je dage chöse chebe sönam je ando la tenje. Sanje lomolajo. Sanje asura rado shijin dewe juju moha dita shijin jaya tamde shijin jimin jisir. Namo laye ketan ludan nijin ge chibonda dami ketan. Doma kujer dana jidan matamje ketan dami chudin duma kange tuzin yasu ne tawan dami bambe. Tamde shijin ten zeba godan jana cha tse do. Good morning, Venerable Lamo. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo. Good morning, Tuten Ching, Venerable Tuten Ching. Good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Hemat Panditji Pati. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Emily. Good morning, Patricia from Patagonia. Good morning, David. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Alejandra. Thank you for translating for the people back in Patagonia. Good morning, Jessica. Buenas noches. No, buenas noches.
bueno,
Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Marcelo, Fernanda. good morning, Lara. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, William. Good morning, Lenny. Dolly, Lenny, Dolly. Good morning, Venerable Kelson. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, David. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Laura again. Yeah, not again. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, CJ, John. Good morning, Renly. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Arlene. Sashi Delek. Alex, Sandra. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Dr. Brown. Good morning, Naga. Good morning, Jessica, Peter, Ali. Anybody watching YouTube, good morning. Welcome back to the class. Good morning, Emilia. Emilia Corderos. any question, Domasi?
Yes, Geshe-la. Many times I see the term suchness. Could Geshe-la please talk about how to understand this meaning correctly?
See you next Sunday. very good question. Tibetan words called Tishini, Tombani, same thing, emptiness, suchness, all of their synonyms, different names, Mahamudra, Dzogchen, different terms, it's all boils down to the same thing, ultimate truth. No matter what term you use, Dzogchen according to Padmasambhava, Dzogchen, Mahamudra, no, Sajja traditions. Giluk called Tombani. Same thing, it's all boils down on. if someone who has very experience of suchness, that person that like a yogi or yogini see the same thing, it's all boils down on ultimate truth. Suchness means not different to ultimate truth, you know. Conventional truth, ultimate truth. Yeah, the conventional reality, the ultimate reality, the truth. Appearances in reality, two different things. What it appears is like considered conventional truth. The reality is to refer to ultimate truth. Why the suchness is so important, or shunyata? So that's a word I use usually, shunyata. What is so important? It's important because if someone seeking complete freedom from all this chaos, complications, problems, what do you call like samsara, sadly existing or samsara, things are kind of chaos, you know, complicated. All causes by, all started with notion of self, I. Everything began from there. Everything began from there. Huh? ignorance, anger, attachment, all comes from sense of notion of self, notion of self. So, it's very important to us to understand like the very object, in this case, itself, that we become attached right from the beginning, very beginning. Does not need to meditate in order to become attached to self. Does not need any education to do that. It's just right from the beginning, you know. Right from the beginning, we become attached to ourself. The very object, the self, that we become so attached. From there, then I, then my tradition, my culture, my religion, my tribe, you know, like my way of thinking, my idea, goes on and on and on and on. So now you wonder why life gets so complicated. Now that's why life gets so complicated. So according to Buddhism, you know, so it's very important to have clear understanding of that object, in this case self, how you define self. That's how the meditation on Shunyata must begin within self, you know, within self. Analyzing external object, applying the logic, that there's certain logic that's been taught by Arya Nagarjuna, Master like Sankarakriti, Aposhyajamani Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa, then all the other great masters. Before you apply that logic to external object, external object is not the one that causes all the chaos. It's the mind that grabs so tightly on the self. That's where everything begins. So then it's important to analyze that object, you know, how you define self. So then that requires, you know, mindfulness, you know. Without mindfulness you can't analyze mindfulness. So now according to, yeah, there's many, many ways to meditate on Shunyata or suchness, meditate on. So basically suchness means when you hear word true truth, conventional truth, all the appearances towards eye senses, appearance towards ear senses, nose senses, tongue senses, body senses, then mental senses, then things appear all the time. There's almost no break, you know. Things appear all the time. Well, this is called appearances, the reality, you know. So it may be not, it's not the reality that's appearing. It's the, whatever is appearing is the, it's the conventional things. So then if whoever is asking this question, if you are interested about meditation on suchness or Shunyata, the first thing is very important to you to learn these four critical points. First one is identifying the object that needs to be negated. Object of negations, you know, in this case, the idea of the notion and idea of the self that we have is probably not valid. Well, maybe more likely it's mistaken. So say, if someone tells you, oh, go to the room where there's no elephant, or go to the room which is absence of elephant, if you have no clue about what elephant is, you may go into the room where there's elephant, maybe not just one, few of them. Then you may think that you are in the room where there's no elephant, but you have no clue what's elephant. In order to talk about absence of elephant, first you have to have some clue what elephant is, looks like, what's the elephant. So much has been built on that. So much has been built on that. That like mistaken idea. So then, so much come from there. So that's why it's very important to analyze. The self. That's what meditation must begin within the self. First, need to identify the object, the mistaken self. It's very hard to explain. I think the minute you feel the self is kind of separated, completely separated from body and your mind, that's mistaken. There is no self completely, absolute independent from body and mind. If that kind of self you experience, somebody shouting at you, screaming at you, if you experience that kind of self, that kind of self does not exist. No matter how much you build on that, it's all false. You know? So then if you think the self is the body, that's also a mistaken idea. The body is not self. If you are thinking the self is one with the body, that's a big mistake. If you think the self is one with the mind, that's a mistake. If you think the self is like totally independent from mind and the body, that's also a mistake. So these are the mistakes. So now, when you analyze the notion of self, what do you find? How you find? Do you find self? This is very foreign to Western people's ears because you are never taught in the school, in the high school, elementary school, university, you're never taught. No, so that's why it's very foreign. It's kind of like hard to get your head around. It's hard to get it around. But when you analyze it, all the complication is coming from this notion of self. If that's not mistaken, so there's possibilities that you could liberate yourself from all this chaos for good. So in order to achieve that, first you need to analyze the notion of self, you need to analyze. You could go through all part of your body, ask yourself, am I my name? Am I my head? Am I my nose? Am I my ear? Am I my heat inside the body? Am I like liquid in the body? Am I space in the body? You go to each one of them. Am I marrow in my body, in my bone? You go to each one of them. So then what will be the conclusions? Probably you are not going to find. Does that mean you don't exist? No, of course you exist. But you are not grasping on so tightly on the something that exists. You are grasping so tightly on something that does not exist, but that appears as a you, but it's not the real self. I'm not sure am I making any sense or not, but that's how the meditation on emptiness has been, shunyata has been done. Oh, identifying object. What if my answer is, I'm on my body? Let's say if your answer is, I'm on my body. I did analyze notion of self, I figured it out, so that self is on the body. Question rise. You don't stop there. Question rise. Another question rise. Is it on your body? One with the body or separate with the body? There's two question rise. If you say, I will say one with my body, so then that debate doesn't stop there. So that Q&A does not stop there because it's critical, it's important, it's critical. Q&A doesn't stop there. You could say, oh, I think I'm in my body. Or I think I service on the body. So now the question is, right, is it one with the body or separate with the body? That's the question. That's an important question, big question. You need to answer. You can say, oh, I don't like the answer. That's probably not good. If you want to get to the bottom of the suchness, you probably need to come up with some answer. There's only few ways you can go. You could either you could say, oh, I'm one with my body. So then it gets more complicated. More complicated because there are how many bodies? You could go through them and all as I mentioned. There's like five aggregates. So now one cell is enough nightmare to deal with. So now you have ended up with five of them. Not just that, now that you increase five of them. Or then you may end up saying, oh, when I die, the bodies are going to be cremated, then that's end up again, which is not true. No? So now you kind of figure out, oh, maybe I am not my body. Because there's all this counter-argument that I need to answer when I debate. Then it doesn't seem correct because I don't think I'm my body. So then you kind of like let go of the assertions. So then you think, oh, maybe I'm my mind. So you know, there's like all this kind of the Q&A been mentioned in the Nagarjuna's text. Why? Because that's how we should analyze. If you are ever worried, if you wonder, I'm my body, I'm my mind, you go through them. So then you say, oh, I'm not my body. No. If I'm my body, either it has to be one with my body or separate with my body. So I went through both of them. Doesn't make sense. So now I'm coming back to the idea that I think I'm my mind. So you know, that's how you do meditation on in order to experience or get glimpse of test of suchness or shunyata. That's how you meditate. So then certain teachings, the statement from certain teachings, it says that you probably reach the conclusions that you don't find anything. Does that mean that you don't exist? No, that's probably how you exist. That's probably how you exist, you never experience. That's probably how you exist, you never experience, because you never analyze, you never bother to analyze. That you don't find anything, but when you say in the word, it kind of sounds easy, but you know, in practical level, it's not that easy. But when you say in the word, it's kind of like sounds easy, but practical level is not that easy to reach there to that point where you don't find anything. You don't find anything. Does that mean that you don't exist? No, maybe that's how you exist, but you never experience. For you, self is something solid, absolute, inherent, and you build so much on that, it's all mistaken. So then, Matongwan is Tongwan Tambas, you know. Are you seeing? Now you are probably finding nothing. You are finding nothing. Maybe that's you are finding the best because you are finding nothing. Maybe that probably is like you are finding the best. You are seeing nothing. Maybe you are seeing the best. You are looking at nothing. Maybe you are looking at the best. So these are the statements from the different, you know, masters, you know, like about sadness. Mapawani, Tawatamba. Oh, we are used to seeing all kinds of things all the time. Are you seeing the best? Probably not. Probably not. When you meditate, probably you see nothing. Maybe you are seeing the best thing. You are finding nothing, because usually we find all kinds of things. Now you get to the point, you find nothing. Maybe you are finding the best. Maybe you are looking at nothing. Maybe you are looking at the best. You know, usually we look at all kinds of things. Are we looking at the best? Probably not. How you reach to that stage, how you reach, you go through, you meditate. Through meditation, you could reach to that point. You could reach to that point where you see nothing, find nothing, looking at nothing. You go through the process of meditation. So as I mentioned before, you know, like you first. But the preparation, you know, preparation requires anything we do, preparation requires even making a coffee, you need to prepare. You can't just sit down, then just visualize coffee, then say a few words of coffee, then coffee will appear right. It's not like, there's no how it's going to work. If you want coffee, you have to get up, you have to move, prepare preparations. So there'll be coffee. Nothing will achieve without preparations. Everything requires preparations. No? Preparations. Oh. That's not our religious belief. That's our the fact. That's the fact. Everything requires preparations. Everything we do in our day-to-day life requires preparations. Without preparations, nothing can be done. No. You have to have... First you need to see the benefit. If you don't see the benefit, you may have no interest. If there's no interest, you may not put any effort. If you don't put any effort, there will be no result. First, you have to have interest. So that interest, you know, first you see the benefit. So then maybe, you know, if you see benefit, then maybe that generates some level of interest. Then maybe you will put some effort. Or then they will put results. That's how spiritual level, mundane level, that's how everything has been accomplished. Based on these 4 points. Without these 4 points, nothing will accomplish. You know? So similar here, meditation on suchness, you know, so requires preparation. So then what you do, so I already mentioned that, you know, like Penjian Losa Chujian, 4th Panchen Lama, great Kelung masters, wrote these beautiful books about, you know, how to do meditation on suchness. Sit down. Make sure you are physically comfortable. First thing, before you start any form of meditation, first thing that you need to analyze your mental state. Are you upset? Are you angry? No, so, or you are okay, or you are happy. So these things need to be precisely analyzed before you start any form of meditations. You know, if you are upset, your mind is unsettled, upset, disturbed, then need to do breathing meditations. Breathing. Exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, at least 21 times. 21 times. Till your mind, you feel like your mind is not happy, not unsettled, you feel okay. When you reach that level, when you feel okay, so then your mind now become like white fabric. Now you can dye any color. Before it's kind of black or red or white. So now you reach to that neutral state of your mind. That's why you feel okay. I'm okay. You know? Not necessarily happy, but not necessarily unhappy. Okay. You reach to the okay state of mind, mental state. Oh, you feel okay. So then from there, So then you focus, you know, space between thought. Space between thought. You focus on the space between thought. Not like that you are kind of sleepy, fainted, or kind of like how you say, sluggish, not like that. Fully awake. Fully awake. Wide awake. Fully awake, you know, so the, all the energy is right here, you know, it's like all fresh and all like, you are fully awake, it's not like kind of sleep, not like that, no. So that's how you focus on the space between thought. So, you know, it's not going to be easy because it's not we are doing this all the time. No, we are not doing it all the time. So we are just studying, so that's why there will be struggle. You know, it's not going to be 100% successful right away. You know, it never happened in the past. It's not going to happen now. It's not going to happen in the future. As I said, preparations is needed. Right? But that's how it's been done. It's very important to learn how it's been done. That's how it's been done. Right? So then the focus on the space between thought. So now what happened? Yeah, many things will happen. Because you know we are not, we haven't done that, you know, so it's like just trying to do, many things will happen. You know. Nava Pendri, Nani La Retola, so Namto Kitchen Kaya Mayimba, you may choose Nyambar Shows. Pause on that, space between thought, pause on that little bit. No worries, no stress, no expectations, nothing to judge, you know. Like that, no, no concern related to the past, futures, no worries related to the past, futures, just to be present, physically, mentally, orally, even if like 5 minutes, just to be there, 100%, 100%. So maybe I don't think I can do, no, somebody else did, looks exactly like you, called human being. Called human being, somebody did that. Human. You are also human too. Why do you think you cannot do? Some also human achieve enlightenment. How come that you think that you can achieve enlightenment? Oh. Reto, laso, no reto, re expectations. Zero expectations. Zero expectations. Talk concern, zero concern. Namto, oh maybe I can do, maybe I cannot do, or maybe like zero, zero judgmental thought, zero judgmental thought. You may choose a little bit focus there. Then, during the process of this meditation, what will happen? Yeah, there are many things will happen. Thought pops up like popcorn. Popcorn, when you put the popcorn in the microwave, like pop, 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 like that, probably it will pop. Or maybe it depends people to people. Maybe some of you probably may pop like pop, maybe a few seconds, then another pop. Or maybe like right from the beginning, pop, 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 like that depends on people to people. So there is no obstacle. There's obstacle because you're trying to focus. But now your mind starts to get restless and all other kind of thought pops up. What I should do? According to Pendulum of Sakshiji, there's three different types of methods that will help you in order to help you to remain focusing on the space between thoughts. So you need to be very mindful. I'm just quoting from Benjamin of the Chujins, you know, Benjamin of the Chujins. You need to be very mindful, and meanwhile, make sure that your main job, make sure that your mind is 100%. You are 100% on the space between thought. To analyze that, that's your main job. Make sure you are there, you know. Make sure no, you are in flea market, or maybe Whole Food looking for something, or maybe like Costco or Target. So then you are gone. You are gone. You are physically here, but you are gone. So then meditation is not going to be successful one. Don't feel discouraged. That's a part of the process. That's a part of the process. That's a part of the process. So when mind wanders, what I should do? You can just look at the thought. You can just look at the thought. Every thought that pops up, you can look at them. You don't need to do anything. You can just look at them. And eventually, it will disappear. Why? That's the nature. Anything that appears will disappear. That's the nature. It won't remain. You know, thought doesn't remain 24 hours. That's impossible. Impossible. Unless you achieve shamatha. Otherwise, one single thought won't last. Impossible, won't last. You know, we never, we measure how many steps we go every day. There's machines to measure the people wear, but we have nothing to measure how long the thought lasts. We don't measure that. No thought, no. So there's like, if you analyze the thought, there's certain length that thought, you know, will last. It doesn't go on and on and on like all the time. Otherwise, life will be over. Why? Because we have more negative thought than positive thought. So that requires so much energy. If every thought lasts 24 hours, long, long time, this life will be finished. Minute probably, after it starts, it's probably finished. The thought. So that's why this method, staring at your thought, that's a method mentioned by Panchen Lama, because when you stare, it will disappear. When it disappears, you are back to the space between thought. That's called space between thought. There's no thought, because that thought disappears. Because you look at them, they disappear, you know? I don't think that looking at something and listening to something, this true thought doesn't occur simultaneously. That's also another nature of law. No thought, even though it seems like it's all thought is coming simultaneously, that's not true. That's a word we use, simultaneously. In reality, there's no simultaneous. There's no simultaneous. The thought rises not simultaneously. That's how it feels. You hold this piece of incense, all the lit piece of incense. You go through like this, what you see is the will. Will, what you call will? Actually, there's no will, because the movement is so fast, you end up seeing round, but there's no round. There's no round, because the movement is so fast, that's why you see round, but there's gap. There's gap. Because you see round because the movement is so fast. Same thing. Thought pops up so fast. You think they are simultaneous? No. Actually, there's no such a thing called simultaneous thought. Thought will not occur simultaneously. They occur one by one. Then how come that I feel like simultaneous? Oh, that's why the movement is so fast. The movement of the thought is so fast. That's why you feel like simultaneous. Actually, there's no simultaneous thought. No. Impossible. Because these senses are different. These senses correspond with different objects. Not like all senses correspond with one object. If all senses correspond with one object, then you could say, oh, thought rises simultaneously. No, thought doesn't rise simultaneously because these senses correspond with a different object in different way. That's why they cannot write simultaneously. So that's the first method, depending on the teaching mentioned, that you just look at the thought, or stare at the thought. Then it will appear, it will disappear, then you back to your meditation space between thought. That's one way to do. For the sake of knowledge, well, another method, so that you can fight with every thought that rises, you can fight. So that requires a lot of mindfulness. You can't just space out. If you space out 1 second, you are going to lose. Last method. Second method, you can fight each thought rise, you can fight with them. And that requires 100% mindfulness. You can't space out. You know, their thoughts, that impingement of the Chujian text mentioned, is like very skillful archers shooting an arrow, never miss object. You can assume, oh, that's going to miss object. No, that archer is not going to miss object. Even though you assume that's incorrect, that's wrong. You have to be 100% mindful. You need to act like skilled swordman. That's the one second method, depending on the teacher mentions, you could, when the thought rises, you could do that, the second method. third one, of course the thoughts, you know, like, act like the bird in the cage, the bird that's kept in the cage. In the ship, middle of the oceans, that bird desperately want to get out. So then what do? You just release the bird. That's your thought. Just release. Why it wants to go, where it goes, how it goes, you just look at the, all these things you look at. Then bird will fly. Then realize there's no land to land. Did not find any land to land, because there's no land. In the middle of the ocean, there's no land. Only the spot that bird can land is like the boat. So that bird will come back to the boat, probably will relax now, realize nowhere to go, nowhere to land. Get relaxed. That's the third method. So there's like the focusing on space between thought. So then eventually that your meditation become like clear water. Clear, still water, because it's kind of like rough. There's some sudden waves, and there's all kinds of problems. Eventually, you manage to make it like still, clear and still. That's how one should feel, that your meditation begins with all kinds of chaos here. Now, eventually, it becomes like still, clear water. That is the meditation, the focusing space between thought become like that, still clear water. So then after that, so now meditation on suchness began. After that, meditation on suchness began. So the very meditation that you just did, it could call like introducing conventional nature of your mind, or you are now recognizing conventional nature of your mind, what it looks like, feels like still clear water. That's how it feels. It's not messy, because thought, amount of thought that rises, that makes this water kind of polluted. Our thought pollute this water. Actually, this water is like still clear water. That's what is the nature, conventional nature of mind is. Then when you feel the conventional nature of mind, that's how it feels. Still clear water. Oh, that's not how I feel. Of course, there's amount of thoughts that rise. You don't know how to handle them. You don't know what to do. So that's why this water is never still. It's always moving. It's always moving. Something happened. That's why you never experience that, you know? So when you reach to that point, so let's look at the time. So then from there, meditate, because meditating ego voice, focusing on the space between thought. Previous meditations in the text refers to focusing space between thought. That is the previous meditation you just did. How you feel in that meditation successful? Do you feel like still clear water? So then you see the fish navigate into the still clear water. You have seen in aquarium, when you go to the aquarium, the water is not moving. So there are a lot of fish that navigate without disturbing the water. They go through this water, not disturbing the water. But that can happen. That's like now, separate set of awareness that you generate is like fish. So that separate set of awareness is like fish can navigate through the water, the still clear water, without disturbing the water. That's your meditations, focusing on space between thought. Without disturbing that meditations, that fish can navigate through this water. So that is like separate, even the text did mention small fish in this clear, not moving, same as still, water, not moving, still. Chidha nyachung chuk matas, nyachung small fish, chuk means navigate. Tamil simchi gumbapis, separate set of awareness that you just generate separate set of awareness. So that's exactly now, so that very purpose of this separate set of awareness to analyze, now analyze the nature of self. That you've been saying since the beginning of time, I'm not happy, I'm happy, I'm not good, I'm good, you know, like all kind of things that related to the I, that you've been repeating that probably billions and billions of times since you were born. So that separate set of awareness, the very purpose of this separate set of awareness, or like small fish, the very purpose of this separate set of awareness to analyze the nature of self. How you analyze, now you go to Jibu Sami, according to now, according to Pendulum of the Churches, quoting Nagarjuna's Ratnavali, text called Ratnavali, precious garland, according to Jibu Sami Chumayas. Jibu, I, Jibu means, Pandiji, you remember how you said, where's Pandiji? Gone. You remember how to say the self in Sanskrit, Jibu. I used to remember, so now I'm getting old, my brain is getting old.
Did you say self?
Yeah.
Aham.
Aham?
Aham.
My sister, Puruka. Does that ring in the bell? Puruka? Puruka, Purusha.
Purusha. Purusha is also self.
Yeah, Purusha, yeah, that's
person.
The word. That's the
belonging
word.
To person.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Purusha, that's what consensus is called. Purusha. What that means, Purusha means one that has power. One that possesses power. Nidhi, Nivadadhyamba. Purusha means Nivadadhyamba. Nivad means power. Then means possess. Someone who has possessed. Someone who possesses power, that's called self. person. That's what it's called. Sanskrit is called Purusha. So that's what it's called Purusha. Jibu, Rangshi, nature of that self. Jibu Rangshi, Zambata, need to analyze nature of their self. So then, Pajarana Chuchi is quoting the Nagarjuna's Ratnavali, precious garland composed by Nagarjuna. Chibusa means, now the meditation begins. Chibusa means, no? So, earth element. Everything that's solid in our body, that's earth element. That's everything that's solid in our body, nail, teeth, all of that, bone, all of that's called earth element. Chibusa means, now you say, I'm not earth element. Means not the nail, not the teeth, not the bone in your body. Doesn't make sense. That's how you go to reach to suchness. Jibusa means. That's the Ratna, that's Nagarjuna's word in the precious garden, Ratnavali. Jibusa, Chumayi. I'm not the liquid. Yeah. Some people say that 90% of our body is made out of water. That's why there's full moon, there's some effect on our body because the ocean heats to the world. Every full moon, all the oceans, the wave of the oceans comes towards the world. And 29 is go back to the oceans. That pattern never changed. It's been like this since the civilization began. Every full moon, you know, so then Janzol Lapche Tulim, you know, Janzol Lapche Tulim. Lapche means like wave of the oceans heading towards our world and heading towards the ocean. That pattern has been never changed since the civilization began. Full moon, it hits to the world. That's why impact, there's a lot of impact on the people's life. So not just negative impact, also there's positive impact. If someone's doing a lot of practice, there may be opportunities that you could get, you know. That's why full moon, the Buddha was enlightened. That's why the full moon, you know, that you do a lot of practice, you know, so that's the reason. So anyway, that's the reason they say it's like, the body is 90% of the body is like made out of liquid. Chibusami chumai. Then you go to okay. Now you say okay. That makes sense. I'm not a solid part of my body. That makes sense. So you move on. How's about all the liquid inside the body, which symbolize water element? No, I'm not that. Now you move to the next level, like the fire element, all the heat inside the body. Am I heat inside the body? No. How's about the oxygen inside the body? The oxygen I breathe, all the air inside the body. Am I that? No. Kevosami chumai mimi lumis. Now four elements, or something you could say five elements. That includes space. So now there's space inside the body. There's space in the body. Am I my space inside the body? No. So now you went through five elements. Water element, earth element, wind element, fire element, space. This counts. When you see word five element, the last one refers to the space element. Oh. So now, if I'm not all of that, what am I? The question arises, what am I? Now, you could say, what am I? If I'm not any of those five elements, what am I? Or where am I? If you come to divisions, self is the collection of come true. Okay, Sometimes you see four element, fifth element, sixth element. When you see the word sixth element, that includes the consciousness. Consciousness. Okay, for the second knowledge. Consciousness. You may need to explain, who knows? I never thought I would come to North Carolina to teach. I never thought. So that happened. It might happen to you. You never thought you are never going to teach. Who knows? Then you never know. People come to divisions, and the self is collection of six elements. That's what it says. People come to divisions. Therefore, it is not absolute. Self is not absolute, inherent, independent, because it's the combination, it's the collection of six elements. It's not absolute. Why? Because it's dependent on six elements. That's why it's not absolute or independent or inherent. That idea is dismissed now because it's based on six elements. They will come to Divisi Yandamai. I'm just quoting Nagarjuna text. They will come to Divisi Yandamai. Chidawa. Yandamai. Chichindu. They will summon Chumai. Mimilumi. Nangami. Namjimai. Kumi. Tereshi. They will come to Divisi Yandamai. Chidawa. Yandamai. It's not absolute. It's not inherent. It's not independent. Likewise. Likewise. Each element is not absolute, not inherent, not independent. That's also dependent, each element. Also, each element are also not independent, not absolute, not inherent. So we come to Dujjanda, each element is the collection of six elements. They are not independent or absolute, inherent. So we come to Dujjanda, if you analyze exactly the way Nagarjuna suggests, if you meditate exactly the way Arya Nagarjuna suggests, if you analyze Sumba Chishi means exactly, precisely, if you analyze precisely exactly what Arya Nagarjuna mentioned in Ratnavali, Nyamsha, meditation that you just did, meditations. Nyamsha, Nyampa Jokin, who is meditating? You, meditator. Meditation, meditator. Nyamsha, Nyampa Jokin, you are not going to find any of them. Meditation, meditator, you are not going to find even like size of atoms. Once your meditation, meditator, then you analyze, you are not going to find even the size of atoms, you are not going to find. Just pause on that. Without wondering, just pause on that. That's called meditative equipoise-like space. That's what it's called. Meditative equipoise-like space. What that meditation is called? It's called meditative equipoise-like space. Because that, what you see, nothing. What you see, nothing. What you find, nothing. What you're looking at, nothing. According to some absorption master, some sakya master, not seeing. You don't need to figure out. You are seeing the best thing. Not finding, no need to figure out. You are finding the best. Not looking at anything, don't need to figure out. You are probably looking at the best thing. So that's called meditative equipoise like space. So when you come out of that meditations, your whole perception changes. We perceive things based on our perceptions. We judge things based on our judgmentals. That's how we perceive. That's how we judge. Now when you come out of the meditations, it's not like before. Inherent, independent, solid. It's not like that. You just came out of that. You just went through that and you figured out it's not the self itself is not absolute, inherent, independent. And even this self, that's like the collection of six elements. These six elements are individually not inherent, absolute, independent. And you reach to the conclusion there's nothing to see, nothing to find, nothing to see. You're looking at nothing. When you come out of that meditation, Sutra of King of Samadhi, Sutra of King of Concentrations, the composer, taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, King of Samadhi, Sutra of King of Samadhi, Sutra of King of Samadhi. In that sutra, Buddha said, you know, so that's so much in Dawata, Jumachava has a suit with this. Illusionist create illusions. Jumachava has a suit with this. Tada Lambo Shinda Natoche. They create illusions like elephant, horses, all kinds of things. Whatever you see is not there. It's just illusion. That's called illusions. Created by illusionists. What you see is not there. Jumachava Tagya Sutra, the Tata Lambu Shindana, Telachidana, Shunan Tanje, Tishishabaches. Likewise, what you see is not there. Likewise, apply that same idea for everything. It's perception. It boils down back on the perceptions. If that perception is pure, everything is pure, just pure. That perception is negative, everything is negative. It's not out there, it's a part of the perceptions. Chida permission in melanas, young woman. In the dream of a young woman, dreaming that having a child, the dream, and create some joys, a lot of joys. At the same time, in the dream, the child passed away. So much sorrow is being generated. When you awake, it's just dream. Likewise, looking at everything like that, so Buddha has been mentioned, she got permission in Menam and Apubo Juji. She wanted on the junior gushing. Joy, dreaming of giving birth of child, and losing pain, losing of their child, in the dream. When you awake, realize it's all a dream. Chidat Semuchi in Dawatas, Semuchi in Dawata, a reflection of the moon in the lake in the night. Reflection of the moon in the lake at night. You see the reflection in the clear water. You don't see if the water is moving, you don't see the reflections. You only see the reflections. That are reflection of dead things in the still water. Part of the refers to the consciousness or the mind. So that's so much in the water, passing your mind with chuna now. Should there tomba sundness? That moon is just a reflection, it's not the real moon. Even though it looks like exact real. But it's not real moon. It's the reflection. Likewise, everything should be looked at like that. Everything should be looked at like that. Easy to say, but when you do meditation, sorry, because I'm the one who is saying it today, you could say the same thing, but you know, here, I'm the one who is saying it, but you could say the same thing. This is the Bhagavad that that is the do. That's how you meditate. You repeat the word, you think, then that's called review meditation, contemplate meditations. Then you know concentration meditation will come later. So first you review the word, then you contemplate what it means and try to understand throughout the day, train your mind repeating the word. That's what it means, one of the Lojong test, mind training test. 7-point mind test or like a mind cholam kundu sikhi jansan, cholam kundu. Throughout all the our behavior, train our mind through word. That's exactly what it means. You repeat word. So then remind yourself, repeating the word, reminding yourself. So that's how you train your mind. Oh. So there's one now probably.
Geshe-la, yeah. We're a little over time, Geshe-la.
Okay. So there's the rules here that you're supposed to stop on time. Everything's by rule in America. Okay, so look, few stands after the not ever finish, maybe next Sunday. Oh, very good question. So all my friends, so I'm trying, so you could try. Don't ever think you cannot do. Some human body, human being else did it. Some human else did it. You could do. Some human will do now. Some human will do in the future. There's no questions, no. Human. That's why these lives considered the precious, okay? Oh yeah, thank you very much, all of you, so listening here, making mouth talk. So maybe see you next Sunday. And thank you, children, again, translating for the people of Papua New Guinea. And thank you, Samulal and Domasi, all of you, thank you very much. And enjoy your Sunday.
Let's start with the dedication verses from Master Shanti Deva. Sorry. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, starting with this one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful, Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Another one for Sarah J. Kinsen Rinpoche, Jason Wilson Dalek. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, received the name Alatare, one with great precision, to spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then one for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You who hold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then, of course, for Geshe Thich and Geshe Sampo, long, healthy, happy lives. These seven Tara mantras. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.